time.
Remasculate.
Good morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, and in studio today.
Basement.
Oh, because I get it every time.
Basement.
Studio.
Basement.
Oh, you just don't call it studio.
No, I say studio, but I actually refer to it.
It's just a basement.
Okay, but, it's nice.
We have, as our special guest today, I brought her out of hibernation and said, you have got to come on the podcast and enlighten the people that go, what the fuck ever happened to Tracy Taylor?
What the fuck's Tracy Taylor?
Tracy's been in bed watching Real Housewives of Insert City here 14 times in a row.
Does it matter which one of those you watch?
I don't give a shit. No, it doesn't. And it's funny because my husband, eye roll. Did you hear my eyes roll?
I heard the eye
That's
roll.
Funny,
I sounded like
too.
A dog barking almost.
He walks in and he goes, you've seen this one. And I go, so? And he goes, you've seen it like 4 or 5 times because I could tell you what's coming next. And I go, so? I don't give a shit. I don't care. So,
okay, let me ask you which one, because I just heard somebody is going to prison.
Teresa and Joe Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. They bailed out on $500 million each. So I think they must have borrowed from like Trump or somebody.
Oh.
Nobody has $1 billion just lying around.
Well, I thought when you borrow that much money from somebody, they kill you.
Well, they
that's what I didn't think
kill
you.
I don't know. But 39 years they're facing for all sorts of lying about their finances, if just a blanket statement. That's what TMZ
did. They said. Have this money before they were famous, or did they get on TV, get famous, and then become ripoff artists?
They had money because he's like a construction guy, so he had cash, and they lied about all that money, and then they lied about the money she made on the show, and then all the money that she's made on spinoff things that she's done, like she's written cookbooks, aka stole recipes and put them on paper, and someone published it. So
now which housewife is the one that came up with everything skinny stuff?
That's Bethany Frankel, and she was on the Real Housewives of New York, and then got a spinoff called Bethany Gets Married, and then Bethany Ever After, and now she's getting divorced. Sold Skinny Girl, by the way.
Oh, she did?
To Jack Daniels for like $450 million.
Wow.
I know.
And that's why she's getting divorced, because she's rich, and she goes, I don't need to put up with this guy's shit.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. And his last name was Poppy. She never took it. I wouldn't either.
Poppy?
Yeah.
Come here. Who's your Poppy?
Jason Poppy.
Who's your Poppy?
Yeah, I am a pop culture diarrhea mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a step back and say, all right, since you disappeared from Denver radio for a while.
Well, I went to Vegas. I got a big job in Vegas when I got fired from The Wolf. Remember that?
I do. I remember that.
Because you've been fired from The Wolf.
Because I've been fired from The Wolf,
you know,
too.
You've been fired from the same stations. It's fine.
Well, see, I love the fact that it's not really firing. I had this conversation with Angie Austin.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they love to say different directions. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no, I got fully blown out 3 months before my contract was up. It's their clause, 90 days prior to your contract being up. If they're going to let you go, they have to let you know or let you go.
Right.
And mine was a, we're letting you go.
It wasn't this, we decided to take the show in a different direction.
It was get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's got to,
yeah.
Dang,
it's
ow.
It's okay. I mean, I don't know. You can't really erase what's been done. I can't really erase what I just said either. But I am not going to be working for The Wolf ever again, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure too, because I constantly post stuff on I'm sure you see it on Facebook about, this sucks. Well, this sucks.
Yeah, I don't listen, and I don't post anything. I don't say anything. I have nothing but love for the people that I love there and nothing but hate for the people that I hate there. So
that's a good quote. I think I'll use that
nice
one, too.
Just nice, even stance.
Yeah, there's people that you want the best for, and then there's other people
I
you want a car wreck for.
I did out why I got fired, though. One of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I went over someone's head, and I asked the owner for a piece of equipment that we needed for like this, like it was like a tool. Like if you need a tool, here's drywall a house, Tracy, but we don't have the drywall. So figure it out. Oh, okay. So I asked for 5 weeks for the drywall and they don't give it to me. Finally, I asked the owner of the company. He says, sure, you can have it.
Oh, and you were like, I told you no. Why did you go above my head kind of thing?
Sorry.
So that was that.
And then I went to Las Vegas and kicked that in the face.
You were doing very well in Las Vegas.
I did, and I got Bobby boned out of there.
Bobby boned. Like so many have been
so
Bobby boned.
So there's this guy, okay? Like we've all... This guy, all right? His name is Bobby Bones, and he came out of Austin. And he's now in Nashville, and Clear Channel, God bless them, can save a lot of money by using this one great talent on, like, 70 stations, including the one I was on in Las Vegas.
Is he a great talent? I have only listened to the show the very first day.
I'm sure he is, but being someone who's connected to the audience, I'm scarred by having to leave my people.
Uh-huh.
And so it's hard to listen to stuff.
I try not to listen to a lot of the stuff, too. Like a lot of people now, I don't know country music, a lot of it. Like, so I'll hear something and go,
it hurts my soul, y'all.
Who's that? I go, who's that?
Well, it's like, because, you know, I'll hear Lee Bryce's new song, and I can't, you know, talk to Lee. We don't get to see Lee at the ACMs or whatever.
Right.
This last year. Maybe this next year we will with the Mudflap and Tracy show.
You never know. If this could catch on like a virus.
Oh.
If that's a good way to describe.
Why do you say that when I'm itching my leg? That was weird. It's a mosquito bite. It's not a virus.
Well, you could do what Janet and I have done. Just go. I book a show. Well, you might do. Like, just go to Vegas.
Yeah,
just
right.
Go to Vegas on ACM week, which is what I've done, and you just hang out, and everybody's like, oh, it's so good to see you. Where have you been? We miss you.
You've been there and done it that way, our way,
I know.
It's hard to do it any other way.
I know.
Like, especially, yeah.
Like, people walk by and go, hey, I'd love to get you tickets to the show. But I know. It's like pulling teeth on the record. Like, I know.
I'm like, I don't have, does my radio room pass from last year work? Can I get in here, please?
Like, I ran into Joe Nichols at the airport in Dallas just recently, and you know, it was one of those, hey, good to see you. He gave me a hug and everything. Good, how you been? What's up? And hey, I got to run. It was really good to see.
Yeah.
But before it had been a nice conversation.
Sure.
How's my single doing? Are you guys playing it? Or you know?
Normally I run into Jared Neiman and it's a big long night, and you know, lately it's just I'm kidding. Jared, seriously joking.
No.
He is on the cheat list, though.
Is he?
He is.
The
absolutely.
Free list?
There's only five. You can only have five.
I thought you could only have one.
One?
Yeah, I was always heard this list was one.
Well, hall pass. One is a hall pass. Five is a cheat list. I mean, because you have to think of certain situations. So Jared Neiman, of course, I would pick three that I would actually run into.
Uh-huh.
Jared being one of them. Because I would... run into him in a heartbeat.
Now, what does Hub Todd think about this?
Who cares? He can have his own list if he wants it, but I did pick an international, David Beckham.
Uh-huh.
Three people I actually would know, and then somebody who's a gay or a no way. Like somebody who's like an out completely no, like that could never happen.
And who? And that's Beckham. That's the no way it could never happen?
I don't know. He's my international. If I was international and happened to slip and fall... internationally.
Well, you don't ever know whether these things are connect or not, because I thought one that I had years ago was a this will never happen. Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, for Showgirls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was one of those, like, my ex-wife and I had talked about that. Was, you know, yeah, whatever. That's your, okay, sure, but fine.
And then you ran into her.
I ran into her. And
did
when
you slip
I lived,
and fall?
When I lived in L.A. No, there was no...
No.
No. She just came in and sat down in front of me at a movie theater.
I so would have hit it and quit it in the movie theater.
I didn't think you'd ever run into
the cheat.
Yeah.
The cheat list.
And my ex was like, what was the movie about? Because all you did was stare at the back of her head.
I don't know, but I loved her perm. She had a good perm.
She had a great 90s perm. Don't you miss the 90s hair?
I do. I was just with one of my friends, and she was getting her 6-year-old permed. I know that sounds weird. Just stop before you judge.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Take a second.
Okay. But Charlie, her daughter, has three pieces of tight curly hair, three stick straight pieces of hair, and like four wavy pieces of hair. So we had to get something controlled before school started. Just let's work it out.
A style. Get something done.
It was really going to all sorts of places, kind of like mine is right now. Anyway, poor little Charlie, but she sat there and she got her hair rolled, 6 years old, and got herself permed.
Did she
on Saturday? And I thought, you know, aren't perms out? But hers came out so cute. I thought about doing mine.
Are they coming back?
It's I don't know. She's only six. I think it's coming back for a six-year-old.
Well, no, I don't think maybe for her. But I mean, in general, are perms coming back? Because you look at fashion, seems like a lot of the late 80s, early 90s kind of look and fashion is coming back.
We can get that done with a curling iron.
I just think as long as you avoid the home perm, what was the Tony? The Tony. what were those products? Or?
Yeah, Tony. Oh, you just made me think. I don't know why I thought of the Tony home perm and the egg of pantyhose. The leg egg.
Yeah, the leg. Don't you miss the egg?
I miss the egg. What?
Well, I never got them, but I always got to play with the plastic egg.
Who wears pantyhose? I want to know right now who wears the pantyhose in this house. I'm kidding. Nobody wears pantyhose. They're called tights if you wear anything close to that. But
tights.
If you're wearing pantyhose and you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. I won't be back. I'm kidding. You don't think you have pantyhose listener people, do you?
Yeah, there's a lot of pantyhose listeners. I think I have some guy pantyhose.
I'm okay with that. I went to school to be a sex therapist. So if you're a guy in pantyhose, feel free to call one of our cell phones. But if you're not,
he has some pantyhose right now going, rub the lotion in. Rub the lotion.
Sorry, you can hear me sucking down Starbucks, but that's all I'm sucking.
That's a what?
Hey, girl,
married woman.
Anyway, back to the cheat list. So, who would be on yours?
I don't really have one anymore.
Because Janet is so hot that she would fulfill all girls that you would ever wanna.
Exactly, but she has one.
Who?
Joe Nichols.
Oh, the one and only.
Uh huh.
She. Can I tell you? Oh, go no, ahead. It was Daryl Worley.
Daryl Worley was your
no, kinda... I didn't. No, I didn't. But he certainly wanted to. Yeah, you know, there has been a lot of that in our careers. I'm sure for you too.
Oh, not for me. No, not for
you. You are such. You're so full of shit. Your eyes are brown.
No, I think I only had like one.
Is it because I have blonde hair and big tits?
Could be.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you have the new thing. I was gonna say
ombre.
You ombre.
I've been ombre. So this makes your hair like look greasy on top and blonde on the bottom.
When did this kick in and what started? I was going to ask you about that. Cause
I've had it for at least 6 months. I did it in Vegas, and I'm not sure who started it. I ripped it off of one of the girls that used to be on The Hills, which is some dumb show on MTV, but Khloe Kardashian has it. Everyone has it.
Well, I saw on Instagram, first of all, Janet was talking about the ombre, but then I saw on Instagram that somebody posted a before and after I fixed an ombre.
Oh,
it was
snap.
Yeah.
Well,
the bad ombre was,
That's called, bitch, you got roots.
Oh, that's what, it looked like a line. It looked like a straight line around the back of their head.
Yeah, mine's like, see, it's like graduated.
Yeah.
Like brown on top. Blonde on the bottom.
So that ombre is just the new term for roots.
Yeah, I call it rooted out. I just say rooted out. Just root it out, dude.
But it looks more natural than some of the ones you always see, that the trailer trash with the dark hair, but the white blonde about halfway down their head. Like, either do it or don't.
Right,
cut it off or
commit or
yeah
or quit.
Yeah, this looks like a hairstyle. The other looked like I ran out of money.
There is a difference. And I am on unemployment now in the state of Nevada, so thank you very much for that.
Got your Visa card?
Running up.
Still got your state Visa card?
Soon. I think I get it this week. Oh, my gosh.
We need to get you back on Denver Radio. The hell are you not back on Denver Radio?
Well, because I think I've worked for, I mean, when you work for every station, I think you tap out. I mean, it's like I'm a UFC fighter and I've tapped out.
Every station?
Every cluster.
So you've been cluster fucked by most of the radio in town.
I'm the majority of them. Well, I started my career at Alice, and then I went to KS107.5. Wiki. I didn't even know the artists on that, but they brought me in there to work at KYGO because they knew that I would be a fit later down the road. So then KYGO, then The Wolf, then Cool 105. And then The Wolf, and then that's it. But yeah, that's a lot of, I mean, so you can never go back once you've been sued. So we can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's been like 4 or 5 of those.
Is that anything you could actually talk about, or should that something
well,
you should blow off? Cause
probably blow off. The ones from KYGO just were technical related. Like agent stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like you're doing, you know.
Okay. It wasn't like some of the people that got in trouble over at the other station that I used to work for because they took pictures off of somebody's website and used them on the on another website.
No.
It wasn't those kind of things. You didn't get the company. You didn't get the company sued.
Well, when I worked for CBS, which was the Wolf at the time, it's not the Wolf now. CBS sold it to the people that fired us.
Yeah.
God bless CBS. Boy, they were fun. They used to have things called Day of Fun where they take us to the Rockies game. Like the whole radio station, sales, promotions, program, Day of Fun.
Yeah.
What happened to Day of Fun?
Well, this is not fun. CBS. This is a job. Treat it like a job. I want 8 hours out of you. Even when you get off the air, I want you to sit here
and breathe it.
Right. Just be here in case a salesperson decides I need a fake ad that I'm never going to even go try to sell. I need, because...
Well, CBS was nice, so but they had their attorneys were located in Kansas City, so I always remember our boss, Bill Gamble, who I do say sorry to Bill a lot, even now. Sorry, Bill. I just to throw that out there, because I know that I caused...
Karma.
I caused the problems. I mean, when he had to come in and be like, why are you calling Taylor Swift, you know, this certain name? I'm like, he's like, yeah, because her dad's going to... They heard it. Her dad heard it, and you're in trouble. And there's been some incidents. Ronnie Millsap was here once opening for George Strait.
I remember that.
There was a blind joke.
And you got in trouble for that?
Very funny. Yeah. Big time.
Did you? Who got mad about the Ronnie Millsap joke?
Well, I mean, the blind got mad at the blonde.
Did he hear the joke? Did someone tell him about the joke?
Oh, it was a whole thing, dude.
Was this one of those when the station was another station's listening in to catch you on something?
The other station listened and caught me on a lot of stuff. And so that's half the battle, is getting that guy out of the way.
I made a Taylor Swift joke in Vegas in my act in Vegas, which I do like Taylor. I mean, personally, I've known her for years.
Everyone always asks, oh my gosh, what's she really like in person? And I can honestly give a couple of different opinions because I've met her at a few different stages in our lives.
Yeah, right. I met her like immediately when my band opened for her at the Grizzly Rose.
Yep.
And she was the sweetest teenager.
We emceed for her, and she was this itty-bitty little sweet
this
thing.
This sweet thing, and then one day she comes in and goes, don't take my picture. You know, we've done a radio, no, don't take my picture. Okay. I remember the days when you used to pick up my camera and take your own picture.
Yeah, then it was back to nice, and now it's back to nice. It's back to nice again. But there was a little dark period there.
Yeah, so I'm
teardrops in my guitar anymore.
No.
No.
But I'm doing this joke about her in Vegas, and these few people run up to me. Oh my God! Oh, Taylor Swift's aunt is in the audience.
Oh, did you say hey?
I did. I talked to her, and it really was her. We talked. I go, look, I don't tell Taylor. I've known for y'all. Oh, don't worry. Taylor would love it. You mentioned her name.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean?
That's her. Well, and that may be flattering for her now at the stage that she's in. I mean,
just keep my name out there.
Just keep me relevant, because I'm not putting out a record every week.
Right.
And now, I guess she did.
Yes, she is. She just did one with Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
I haven't heard it yet.
He's
but
a
I just
ginger.
Read about it. Oh, he is?
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Yeah.
Is it a good song?
What happens when a ginger dyes their hair blonde? Do the other gingers feel sold out? Like, is it like a ginger sellout?
Damn, couldn't be a ginger.
What happens?
G.
What happens when that happens?
They just look better. except the carpet doesn't match the curtains.
True. Okay. Well, I was thinking about that. Like, do the other gingers look at him and be like, sellout? You're just such a sellout. Like, you just couldn't own it.
Is Ed Sheeran one of those like super redheaded guys, or just a George? Because I've never seen one, and I don't want to see one. But
daughter Jillian, she girl crushes on him and One Direction, and she was lucky enough because I made a phone call last week to get One Direction concert tickets on the day of the show. They had been sold out for a year and a half.
Did you pull it off?
Pulled it off.
And congratulations.
You want to know
what?
Front row. Okay, she's almost 13. I think. I mean, it was such a moment. I don't even know how I'm going to top it. It was such a big deal, though.
You'll be able to.
How do you top front row One Direction? I took her to the X Factor on a whim for the taping of the Denver thing. You'll see me there.
Okay.
Because we were in the, I told the girl, I'm like, put us with the pretty people. Because I knew how to dress to get us up front. And we got front row X Factor. I didn't think I could top that. All of a sudden, I make a phone call, One Direction tickets. Now I'm reading today at poor One Direction. The girls were throwing bras. Women were throwing bras. These kids are 19. And I should not look at them like that either. I'm sorry. I was not throwing my bra.
But you saw women this happen? Were,
yes. And I just read just now, though, that someone was throwing tampons at them on the stage. That's so mean. Your bra
is
one thing.
Wait, new or they previously would, owned?
I would say new.
Okay.
It doesn't say.
What are they trying to plug another offensive hole?
I think you know Ed Sheeran because he sings that song Lego House.
Well, I do know the song. But
you,
I
you just don't know his gingery. I just don't know. He looks like he's 8.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of roundy.
Because he's set like 17. I think he's lost weight, too.
Oh, okay.
I
know. All right.
We're not going to talk about his weight.
But I was wondering, though, if he was like one of the, like the, remember they used to call Lindsay Lohan fire crotch or whatever?
She was very freckly.
Yeah. But you always wonder if a guy, if has that same fire crotch, does it look like a, something raising up a phoenix, rising up out of the flames?
I have never and will never, so I don't know. And that's funny.
You don't have one on your list now?
No, I certainly don't. No, Carrot Top was in Vegas and I could have all day long, I'm sure.
Ooh, you'd have done Carrot Top?
I would not have hit Carrot Top. Although, can you believe that show's been at the Lexus for like 20 years?
No, I can't.
Swear he has been up there for probably... Yeah, I met him. His real name's Scott. Sorry to bust
Scott
you.
Thompson. Yeah,
Scott. Hi, Scott. Ed Sheeran, though, back to him. He's opening for Taylor Swift. And by the way, our favorite Westboro Baptist Church, our friends there, they have called her the... Horse face of doomed America.
What?
And dubbed her the poster child for the young horrors of doomed America as well.
Are they the ones that said that song We're Never Getting Back Together was about her legs?
I don't know who said that, but if that was you, that was good. So Ed Sheeran, yeah, he's a little ginger. He's cute. I don't know how we got on that. Oh, except for my daughter and the fangirling. This has become a problem now at the house. She talks back to the TV. She says she's not boy crazy because that means that she'd be like sleeping around or like liking a lot of guys.
Maybe she's just like you.
Instead,
she's pop culture crazy.
Instead, yeah, she's more like, I like a bunch of boys who don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the difference? She told me as I was walking out of the house to come over here to do your show that she wished that one of the boys, that she could fall down and like need somebody to give her CPR, that she'd be that close to death that one of these boys would have to
save her.
She's going to be 13. This is where the head's going.
Where are they getting this? Where are young girls today getting this kind of...
Amanda Bynes. That damn Amanda Bynes.
I'm so glad you brought this. Amanda Bynes watch 2013. This bitch is crazy. Do you have a new Amanda Bynes story? Because I've been trying to do Amanda Bynes story every week. So
oh, you can do one every week, every day. She's still in the psychiatric care. Her plea to be released had been denied by the judge.
Because she's actually, I was going to talk about it, but I didn't find the story. Somebody said that she's been ruled actually crazy and they're going to hold her for a while?
Well, they're going to hold her for at least 2 weeks. They think she's schizophrenic. They need the meds to kick in. You know, that takes sometimes 3 months. Ask Brittany.
Now, is she... See, I don't know a lot about schizophrenia, but she seemed normal up to a certain point.
So what'll
happen? Do they think it's something that just kicked in? Did she have an episode that caused it?
Her parents say she was using a shit ton of drugs. They won't say anything besides pot, which is not a shit ton of drugs. So give me a break on that because we're in Colorado. Legal people. Look at me raising the roof. Whoop, whoop. So that's not a shit ton of drugs. What is a shit ton of drugs is this. Whenever Amanda Bynes withdrew $100,000 out of her bank account on June 1st and then another $100,000 July 1st, and they don't know where that money went.
Uh-huh. Upper nose.
And she cabbed.
In a vein.
And she told her parents she cabbed it from L.A. to New York. Wait, what?
Cabbed it.
And then she'd been living like in hotels. They thought she was homeless. They think she's homeless. So well, she's crazy.
Well, what was the rest
so,
of the story?
So I guess what's going on with what's... So in treatment, she's like for 10 hours is okay, like lucid, if you will. Like she's good. And then she'll start ripping at herself and trying to hurt herself and tearing out her hair and she's going nuts after a certain period of time. She'll be good and then she'll go crazy. So they think she's kind of splitting her personality. Well, she had that show on Nickelodeon that my kids... I mean, I've got three kids, one...
It was the Amanda Bynes show, right?
The Amanda show. And
with Drake? Wouldn't
There was a bunch of people on it. I mean, I think the Cannon, he had his show on there. There was a ton of people that guest starred on it. But she had this show for years on Nickelodeon. And I don't know. I just think those poor child stars. Look at Bonaducci.
He semi-pulled it out with able to have a career in radio.
But then he had to go on VH1 and have that show about watching him drink bottles of vodka on the sidewalk of Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, what was it? Was that
Breaking Bonaducci?
Breaking Bonaducci.
Why is everything breaking? It's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bonaducci.
Breaking Amish.
Breaking Hyman. Huh? That's a different
Hold
channel.
Hold on. Wait, that's Showtime. I'm back on TLC where Honey Boo Boo is. And Breaking Amish.
You're not watching Honey Boo Boo now, are you?
Well, unfortunately, the older and fatter she gets, the less cute she is a bummer because I don't want her to. When she was cute and round and just cute and just
like four
just
or five.
And... Yeah, but now when you're like seven, you're not so cute because the teeth are falling out and they're going to grow in all messed
all funky.
Up. Well, and I'm worried about how Mama June is looking. She's looking a little more slim, but
Mama June is.
She's lost weight, y'all.
She lose weight or a chin?
She has lost one chin, which equals some weight.
That's like a British version of the stone. Somebody weighs so many stones. Jeez. Honey Boo Boo's mom lost a chin. Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Whole chin. I'm 50 pounds at least. Chin crust.
Now she.
I am watching Breaking Amish religiously. It's now moved to Los Angeles, which I'm really into watching other religious freaks. I'm into polygamy as well, and I can't get enough of that.
You watch Sister Wives?
I watch Sister Wives, but they moved to Vegas. Oh, don't think I didn't stalk them in Vegas. My bucket list, and we tried to make it happen in Vegas, was to take the Sister Wives to see Garth Brooks for one of his last shows. I actually got to see Garth for one of his last shows without the Sister Wives. But I did find their cul-de-sac and got invited to a block party. Thank you very
much.
Did
you go and meet them?
No, I didn't get to go and meet them.
That would have been great for the show if the station would have escorted them. You made it to the TV show.
We tried. We tried.
Now, what about the Pawn Star guys there in Vegas?
They're great. They're so much fun. They're a blast. Paul and Rick, I think.
And Chumley.
Yeah, they're fun. The bald one, Paul, is just, he's hilarious. Because you run into them outside of the pawn shop. That's what's funny.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, you're in the grocery store. What are you doing in Vons? That's like the Safeway version of it.
Everybody that watches the show has a story or a question. And I ran into to Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Paul?
Yeah, I think.
Not the old man.
Was
but,
a scene, I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the ball guy
yeah,
that does
yeah,
most of the
yeah,
talking.
I
can't remember
Paul.
His name. But I ran into him in the MGM Grand one day, and I go, I have to ask you. Because there was an episode where Chumley and the other guy, his son, bought a hot air balloon. They without permission, because they were out, and they're always told, don't spend more than this much money.
Right.
And they did, and Dad was like, no. He went crazy and said, you have got to take this back. And they couldn't get the guy to take it back. And I go, I just got to know. What happened?
What happened?
I have to. And he goes, we made money. Oh. He goes, we made money.
They always make money.
Right.
Yeah.
But everybody, I think everybody that watches the show has something about,
I know
what happened with that revolutionary drum?
Totally.
Or what happened with the,
yes.
Know?
Yeah, they were awesome. They sent over bobblehead dolls. So we would promote their show all the time. They would send things over and their PR firm was great. So I got to meet them a lot. But very cool. They were cool.
Was there anybody else in Vegas that you met that was a very weird kind of, hey, you can't believe I met him walking through the casino?
God, we met everybody. I can't believe I didn't meet every... I mean, that was just one of those cities where here in Denver, we're like, oh, Brad Paisley was this last weekend.
Yeah.
Everyone's geared up for 3 months for, oh my God, Brad Paisley's coming. It'd be like, Brad Paisley's on Tuesday. Kenny Chesney's Thursday. We've got... our own station concert on Saturday. We have a golf tournament.
We all
Sunday.
Had a shitload of concerts in Vegas.
No one skips Vegas. Everybody stops in Vegas. So whether it be a Jared Neiman, Joe Nichols, and I'm not saying that they're B artists by any means, but it's not Tim McGraw.
He didn't. Right.
Or Tim and Faith having residency there. I'm going to have to be somewhere at some point and see somebody. So I got to kind of meet everybody that we kind of wanted to meet, and it was cool.
Did you ever meet somebody bizarre. Like, you
they're
know, like
everybody in Vegas is just
bizarre. But I'm just talking about you walk into the casino and you're like, hey, that's the dude from such and such movie. Like, I remember one day walking through Vegas and seeing Joe Pesci sitting at a machine at Caesar's Palace. Did you ever, like,
No, that's what I mean by encounters. Because it was always on a weird VIP level that we met people. It was never on, like, a normal, like, oh, my gosh, I just saw somebody in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I do remember seeing, what was her name? Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven. She tried to have a country CD for a hot minute. Falling into the elevator, just shit-faced drunk. I mean, like, we had to pick her up. I mean, I think Jonathan Wilde was there remembering the story, picking her up. And she was just shit-faced.
Does his wife know he touched another woman?
Oh, wait. Maybe Jonathan wasn't there. Maybe my husband picked her up.
Was that not one of the most bizarre things in the world? That one of our ex-partners was not allowed to be, like, seen in a photograph?
With me. I was his partner, and I couldn't. There was a phone call made to our boss by that, by his wife, who said if this photograph hits anywhere, like, I'll freak out. And I had to go into our boss, Bill Gamble, again.
Can we take another picture? Because
Bill, sorry, is so and so on the fucking payroll here? Bill says no. I go, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that was my answer.
Yeah, there was so many times that
not to be disrespectful, but I don't think you really like me, anyways. If you're listening.
Well,
oh, wait, anyways isn't a word. Or is it, because I just looked it up in the dictionary? Is anyways a word? Can we stop right here for a second?
You want to stop? I can definitely stop.
No, I need you to tell me.
I can't tell you for sure. I don't think it is.
It's not.
I don't think it is.
But if you Google, it's comes up.
Right. But I think it's just one of those words that people have kind of stuck it into urban dictionary.
Because people, they say it on the news. That's
like,
why.
Irregardless. That one drives me crazy.
But they're saying anyways on the news, and I would say it on the air, and my partner Brad would go, it's anyway, every time. He would. And so I now catch everyone and my kids, and I'm so bad about it.
Now, speaking of the news, what'd you think about the newscaster that said the Asian names for the plane crash? We Too Low, What Da Fuck, you know, the...
Okay.
How does you
don't get to do that unless you get to podcast. I mean, you just don't. Unless you're on some sort of a medium like this, you don't get to do that.
Yeah, but I'm saying in a newscast, how did you go through all the names and not go?
And not think that you just said that.
Wouldn't you, like, even if I'm there, sitting there and it's being fed into my ear.
But
like,
it's straight face?
Right.
It's just going to keep going.
It's fed into your ear. We've confirmed the pilots. We've confirmed the pilots. The names are We Too Low. We Too... Fuck no! I'm not saying... You know what I mean? Wouldn't you catch it like that?
Our brains do think in a different way. I mean, I know my filter does, because usually when I put headphones on, the swear is off.
Right.
When I was in Vegas, JoJo had my old partner JoJo, our dear friend JoJo, God rest his soul, I'm kidding, he's still with us. JoJo had a fuck sheet in the studio, and I would have to tally and pay.
But as long as you didn't say it on the air.
I never said it on the air, but I would take the headphones off and say it 8 times in 5 words. I mean, it's like I could say it all day long, but somehow the headphones go on, and boom, I will never say cuss words. This is totally new for me to even... Be
able to feel that you can
right,
be
like
unfiltered.
This is weird. Like,
I was the same way, because people always do it. Even now, when I do Angie Austin's Christian show.
Oh my gosh, how do you do that from coming to here?
I know, but I think part of it is you're so trained to go, this is radio.
It's your filter.
This is not. This is when I go on stage, I can say the F word.
Right.
If I do a benefit for conservative Christians for $1,500 a plate, then
exactly
I don't say this.
Right. But at a club night, I can say this.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like
your
brain
learns
things.
I
just know where I'm allowed to.
But nothing feels better than being unfiltered. Nothing.
I don't know. I think I like boundaries a little bit. I can I think I'm probably a better talent if I'm self-contained. If I'm contained
a little bit. But are you really? Because I found this out. This is a story that I found out after I left radio. That I used to work the comedy club in Denver all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to headline 2 or 3 times
a
year.
Yeah, I'd come see
and,
you.
And you would do it. Well, I found out later on, after I left radio and talking to the club, that my draw at the club had dropped some because of my radio work. People assumed I wasn't funny because
yes,
I was on the radio.
That would be, I see where that would be, but I think that, you know how many tangents I've gone off on since we've started and how many different directions I go if I don't have a direction to go in.
But that's perfect for this kind of medium.
For this it is.
Right. But when you just have the two and two, got to talk to, hey, coming up next, we got the new one from Taylor Swift.
Right.
Want to remind you, we're going to be at the Grizzly Rose Thursday night giving out a new Camaro.
We like to call that flipping a burger.
There's nothing to that.
That's what it was. Here it is.
And that's what radio is becoming now.
Well, because it's automated. There's no personality there. I mean, everybody that you think is live isn't. Sorry, people.
I was speaking to several DJs who are unemployed because of things that have happened over the past couple of years.
So ridiculous.
And one of the things that they were saying, well, you know why radio is still doing basically okay. I don't know, some of them are losing money and some are doing well.
Yeah.
But basically, people that listen to the radio that don't have XM and Sirius or the free people. The free people that show up at remotes that go,
oh, the prize picks?
What do you got? What are you giving away?
It's never them because with the rating system, how that's changed where you have to the people meter, so they have to wear a pager on them. It's never them. It never is. When I was in Vegas, it's so bad. The rating system in radio is the worst because two people can decide your fate of your entire career for 2 years.
Yeah, because one beeper equals 10 million people. I mean, that's basically what it's coming down to.
It could seriously equal 700 people's opinion of you, one person listening or not. And so that's the weight of that is going to kill you.
Like Greg Stone, Uncle Nasty, was saying, he and I were talking one day, Uncle Nasty, another Denver radio guy, is that... just because your number dropped off, like what happened here at the 7 o'clock hour? Maybe that one person with a meter got out of their car.
Well, right.
Maybe that's all that happened. It has nothing to do with what I said.
I remember being asked what color shirt I was wearing that day. Like, what color were you wearing last Tuesday at 11:14? Because three people punched out. I'm like, I can punch out right now, or somebody punch me out for you all. Ask me that question.
And somebody please punch me out if I got to keep talking to you about this.
I don't know. So, anyway.
Well, the days of shows are over. That's the days of somebody coming in and saying, this is such and such show. Like, remember, like, Wolfman Jack or that kind. I know I'm going back, but the days of, like, hiring you to come in and doing a show are over. Because you're going to do what the program director tells you to do, which he doesn't even have any say anymore. It came down from higher up.
It's a consultant's world.
Yeah. So
we're
just
living.
It's not like
they're
hiring a personality or an artist to go, you know what? Come in and do your show and let's see what happens. If it doesn't work out,
right,
we'll get rid of you.
Yeah. No, they can't. Because they can't. I mean, I understand the level of commitment. I mean, it's just like committing to anything else. They're going to have to commit to you.
But don't network TV do? I mean, that's what they do. Like, we're going to give you a shot at this show.
Right.
If it doesn't work out,
we'll
put in another show.
Here's your pilot. Here's your 90 minutes of, if it doesn't work,
but
you know.
You're the perfect example of being PD'd to death.
Yeah.
You're the perfect, because I remember at KYGO things being tweaked beyond fucking recognition for you. Of like, your numbers are great. Why don't you try this? Numbers are great. Why don't you have this psychic on? Wait, your numbers are great.
How's the dream lady? Why are your numbers?
Do you know what I'm saying? You were.
I was still at number one, thank God.
But you were getting tweaked until you're like.
Do you remember having the card that would had your role on it? Your role definition card.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So of course, those are things that they do to make you better and to keep people like I think you and I on track, because I think we're the funny ones, we're not the bus drivers.
But don't you find out that I thought of it this way, when I first got on radio, all I ever knew was stand-up. That's all I knew. So my first year in radio, won a CMA award.
Yeah.
The very first year. Then we won.
Oh, no, I was there.
Then we won.
I was at KYJ with you.
Then we won a second one.
Yeah.
And then we won a third one. And then it's then it was 2 years again, and it finally got a more. But it's like I got PD'd the fuck out of me. It's like all I knew about was being funny. So when I got there, it was all about let's be funny, let's have fun on the air, let's just do this. God, this show's great. Hey, you ought not say that. Okay, maybe I won't. And then maybe I better second guess what I say so I don't get a fucking phone call.
Well,
finally
Alice.
You're like, well, you know, things just not going the way. Because you fucked it up.
I know. I had come from Alice where it was they wanted me to be a dude. I mean, I was a boss jock. I mean, I was saying naughty, naughty things.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I
remember
naughty.
The first year I got there, Paul Donovan, one of the big DJs, was here. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, your show's great. You're great at it. He goes, but a lot of us would have been fired for half the stuff you've said on the air.
Oh, me too. I would get called every night.
But it was because I was a comic. And yeah. I think people knew as a comic, they forgive you. Now, if a DJ said it, it's a different mindset. It's just that little bit of different tweak in the mind of like,
definitely.
Oh, he's a comic.
Yeah, like,
you know, if a DJ said
stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I think there was a part of that. And
they
but
take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm, and then the program director starts thinking about, well, we got a phone call. One fucking phone call. You know, you got one phone call.
Let's have four meetings about it.
Right.
That was my favorite part of radio.
Or the micromanaging of something will pop up the computer. What just happened there? I don't know. You fucking heard it. That's why you texted me, wasn't it? Didn't you hear what happened? Did you ever get that? What just happened there?
Yes. I actually had to send an email to, I believe, the person you're speaking of and say, I will not be answering the phone or email after
for the rest of the night
for a certain period of time. But if you need me, you know, call Slim down the hall.
Right. Because nothing slams the brakes on your brain like, okay, then what the fuck do you want me to talk about? What?
Yeah.
I remember I got in an argument with this one of these people one time because somebody sent me a really nasty email. I mean, just attacked me and just physically, like, you're an ass, and I don't know why anybody would ever, you know.
Yeah,
why you're divorced because you're, yes. You know, the world would be better basically if you were dead.
Right.
I mean, a horrible, horrible letter.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, dear cunt. I did. I wrote the whole, and I ripped up just one of the best letters I've ever written in my life.
Oh my God.
And
I'm losing my mind right now. This is hysterical. Apparently, that's not okay to do for your company email.
Right. But it wasn't. It was through my it was through my email.
Through your AOL or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got called in because she had forwarded the letter and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to... You need to apologize. And I go, I'm not apologizing for a thing. She should apologize to me for attacking and saying, you're the worst thing that ever happened in the universe.
Right.
You should die.
Right.
I just called her a cunt. I mean, you know.
I didn't wish her death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you need, I go, I'm not apologizing. Well, this could come back to haunt you. And I go, everything I say could come back to haunt me.
Every breath I take, police.
Every word I say
me.
On stage could be taken the wrong way. I go, this is my... I stand behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not whether you guys want to do, you know, if you want to apologize, if you want to write a letter and say, we're sorry our DJ took this.
Yeah.
Fine. But I am not apologizing for one word that came out of my mouth because then I start second guessing everything. You know, do I have to just let people chew on my balls and I'm supposed to be okay with, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to play the pussy game that you guys play.
Well, because they're so afraid of the one letter, you know. If you tell five friends, well, they're going to tell five more, and then five more, and then five
yeah.
more.
But then they start listening, because as Howard Stern said, if they hate you, they listen.
If
they
like
love you,
they
listen.
Yeah.
So I don't understand your milquetoast fucking let's limp along here and go. You know, I had this conversation one time with a morning show in
Hysterical.
Tulsa. They were just starting off. They were brand new, and they had me on the show as a guest for the comedy club. And they were really good. And I remember talking to them. They were really good. Well, they're no longer there. They've moved up. They've moved up the chain. Well, Greg Cassidy, I brought a clip back from when I was on the show and said, listen to this. He goes, if I had an opening, I'd hire them right now. So I was talking.
If he had an opening, he'd hire me right now. Actually, he has four openings, but can't hire
me. Hire you. But anyway, I'm talking to these guys, and they're like, what's your suggestion? And I go, don't listen to anybody. do exactly what you're doing right
just
now.
Just do what you want.
Just do what you want because you're really good, and it is because you're new. Because I go, who do you remember? You know Bob and Tom, you know Big D and Bubba, you know,
yeah,
but you don't remember Debbie and Dick in Idaho. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't remember it's the Lisa and Jane show in Grand Falls. You don't. Those people are so fucking lame. They don't go anywhere. They live in that little bit of.
Well, that's why they're either they keep the local talent or they put Bobby Bones on.
Right.
Right, get Bobby boned.
But don't you think that makes sense? Like, don't become their little. It's the Lisa and Jane show.
Right.
It's the, you know, it's
just be who you are
right now.
Be who you are.
Because you guys are funny and good,
and that usually will get you what
fired like us.
Totally fired. So, and not rehired anytime soon. No, I you know what? Once you tap out a market, and it's I'm listening to stations here. I mean, the first thing I do when I get my car is I plug in my iPod because radio hurts in that way that I'm like, I don't want to hear the country music or whatever right now. Like, I'm not.
Well, I don't want to hear the new guy mispronounce Westminster. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hear the guy they brought in from out of town not be able to pronounce the cities.
This doesn't know where we live. Or is it 104th? It's like, no, it's not.
104th.
It's not 104th. It's 104th, please.
Yeah. And they wonder why.
The ratings aren't what they used to be. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like, oh, I need a job so bad, you know, I'll do whatever. We do what we do. That's just what we do. But right now, as far as looking actively seeking Susan.
I would like to, if I was going to do this, because I love doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed talk radio. More and more talk radio. And my friend Jim Bellinucci, who was a talk show guy in Vegas, and then he went to Albuquerque. And now
I know the name.
In Portland.
Yeah.
Jim says, he goes, the guys at talk radio in Vegas really likes you. He goes, I could make a call. You could be doing talk radio. And I go, I'm not moving. Right at this point, right now, I don't want to move.
That's my. I can't move again.
I don't want to become that guy that can't pronounce the streets.
Well,
our worth is where we're from. I really believe
it is. It definitely is until you tap out, which I have, and then you have to move, and then you become valuable in Vegas, and you understand that Desert Inn is called DI, and you understand that the 15 is called the 15, and that's what sucks is the traffic guy is doing traffic for your station in Las Vegas out of Salt Lake City, so he's like on the I-15 into the I-250. I'm like, dude, no,
this is general gridlock, and traffic is backed all the way up to Westminster.
It's like you don't. It's like, please give us the right traffic, but I see radio as going. I mean, even the traffic isn't local sometimes.
No, I know that. It's a fact. You can be. Don't roll your eyes. Everybody knows. If somebody in another city looking at a computer screen.
Right. I mean, they can read.
Hitting on their chest like it's an airplane.
Unfortunately.
Well, if I'm looking out the window, I can see that the traffic is all backed up all the way back to 104.
104. And Washington and Westminster. Yeah, it's bad. But, you know, I don't know. But then you get to this part of my life, because I've done radio half my life. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? I'm going to be 41 next month.
Holy shit, really?
I know. Don't I look good?
Yeah, you look pretty good.
I look pretty good.
Your ombre is doing great.
It's amazing. The Botox, everything looks good. Shit's
good. Don't you miss that, though?
The Botox, the free stuff?
All the free stuff, the Botox, the...
Yeah. That's the being the poster child for Dr. Squires for 12 years was beneficial. Look, yeah, check it out.
You know, if you started a podcast out of your basement, you could call Dr. Squire and go...
really could.
You know, Dr. Squire, I'm
back on the air. I'm not going to tell you what station.
What station?
K-Flap.
K-Flap.
K-Flap. KFLP. You don't know it? It's new. It's new. It's on 107 something.
Yeah, and I might need Botox to be back on the radio.
No, I just saw him and threw down that card. I'm sure he gave me a discount. Love you, Dr. Squires. He's on Facebook. I'll tag him.
Oh, I've been doing that with... I'm not afraid to say it. I've said it before because I did the Bosley hair restoration.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did the hair transplant back in 2006 or whatever. And... I ran in and talked to the doctor and stuff, and she goes, you know, if you ever want me to do a little extra, you know, I could always, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I go, sure, what is it? Oh, that's right. You're not on the radio anymore. Oh, you're not on the radio.
What can't you do for me?
Oh,
full price.
Yep.
Full price.
And I'm like,
I can't even get a fucking manicure for half price now. Everything's full price. And I'm on unemployment, which, by the way, is the exact salary I would make if I were to be on full time at one of the companies here in town.
Well, no, if you're unemployed.
Is that hysterical?
But if you're unemployed and you get a manicure, don't you have to get one of those extra long nails? Isn't that required for unemployed people? Is you get the really long nails?
With the ring in it?
Yeah, when you use your state Visa card, you stick it out with the really long nails. Isn't that a requirement?
I love that they take my unemployment piece
at the
nail salon. I can buy anything I want. Starbucks? Who do you think bought our Starbucks state in Nevada?
It's amazing how people stop complaining about what they take the card for once you get the card. You know, I saw somebody buying a steak with one of those things. Shouldn't it just be hot dogs and macaroni?
Really? I don't know. I call it my emergency credit card. I use it for Botox, so I'm not sure.
Well, that's a job. You got to look good in case work comes up.
I mean, there's like things that, like eyelashes and things that have to happen. And Todd's like, I'm sorry, but you've been in bed for, let's see, oh, I don't know, 2 to 3 months. Is there a reason why you have to get your hair done? Like, I've only gotten it done once since I've gotten out of bed.
Well, you never know when a call might come.
Just don't know, Mudflap. You just don't know. I've turned down a few things, but I wasn't ready to go anywhere, and I can't move my kids again. Vegas. Okay, if we were still in Vegas, I would have a reality show called 12 and Pregnant. Ba-dum. Boom. And it would be with somebody of a different ethnicity. Somebody of a different... Because she... My blonde hair, blue-eyed beauty tends to like the Latin lovers.
Oh.
Or anybody of a different race is what I'm now finding out because she's... She's just crazy for boys. And she would turn into a little slore.
Slore?
Slore.
A slore. I haven't heard
that's
that
between
word.
Slut and whore.
Oh, I thought...
You don't know slore?
No, I didn't know. Well, I knew that, but I never heard slore before.
Slore.
That sounded like a kind of dinosaur.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a slore.
Slore. Slore. In between slut and whore. And somebody... You'll use this one, I think. My friend Pam, I'll give her some mad love for this, came up with skunt.
A skunt?
A skunt.
In a skanky...
Skank and... Yeah.
Now, isn't it weird how America just will flinch like crazy when you use the unt word?
I don't use it because for some reason I just...
I know it's a bad word.
I'll say see you next Tuesday.
Right.
And people will be like, oh, now that's just mean. I'll be like, see you next Tuesday.
But
But
in the UK, it's like saying dude.
But they say fag, too.
Well, that's a cigarette.
Yeah.
But they'll be like, well, I was talking to this cunt at the bar the other night. And they just mean this... and they just mean I was talking to this... Guy, jerk, wanker.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
oh,
there's a bunch of cunts. We're all drunk at the bar. And like, oh, and I'm shocked. I'm shocked the first couple of times. And then you're like,
I would be shocked.
But they might as well make a movie called, Hey, Cunt, Where's My Car? You know?
I swear to God, I've never heard that. I have never, ever heard that they use that term in slang for anything over there.
Yeah.
But I've never been east of Kansas, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, you're not a world traveler kind of?
No. Yeah. I've been to Oklahoma.
Oh, so you've been
Texas?
So you've been out of the country.
Mexico.
I'm kidding, Oklahoma.
We're kidding, Oklahoma, three of you. I know, I'm kidding. Mexico. I've been to Mexico. That's it.
Oh, bring this up. I thought of this the other day. I love how... I was sitting in Starbucks and I over listened. Eavesdrop like crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing these people go, "Oh, the Mexicans are driving me crazy. Just the Mexicans everywhere. You know, the billboards are in Spanish. It's driving me crazy. Why can't they do the billboards in their own goddamn? You know, like they're just going on like you know the Home Depot. There's Mexicans out front. Mexicans, fucking Mexicans. And then later on, I hear the same table go, "Well, where are you going on vacation? We're going to Cabo." What?
Not to get away from the Mexicans.
Not to get away from the Mexicans, obviously. You know what I mean? It's You just railed how you hate the music coming out of their car when you're riding down Federal. You can't take the billboards. You go, where are you going to go vacation and relax? Mexico. Okay. All right. Cabo.
Were they eating at a Mexican restaurant?
Can I get a burger? Because I cannot take the Mexican food. I just...
Have you ever been to a resort in Mexico where people eat American food? It's like, really? You're not five? Grow up and eat the guac and chips
It's too spicy. I can't. Well, Janet, the girlfriend, asked me the other day, because I'm Hawaii crazy. I mean, as you can tell, from my little area and the podcast.
Yeah.
She goes, would you ever, you know, consider going to Mexico for a vacation? I mean, it's beaches and, oh, you know, I go,
sure.
No. No. No, that is not my...
That's not your place.
No, that's not my idea of vacation.
I've known you for probably 13 or 14 years, at least. Probably. And no, that's not your spot.
No. It's my idea of fun is like, you know, don't get off the street. You know what? I know the resort's great, but don't wander offside outside the compound.
Going to Jamaica, I hear. I've never been to... Have you...
I've been to Jamaica.
Oh, I hear you get off, like, the airport, and
They shuttle you safely.
They shuttle you to one part of the whole place, and that's, the only place you can go.
Right. Don't go outside the gates here.
Don't look for the dope, man.
Mm-mm.
No. It's the gates.
There are gates, aren't there?
They gate your ass in like Jamaica. I don't want to be gated in your fucking country. That's what I'm saying.
But you feel horrible for the country itself when you're being driven, and you're going past people living in rusted-out cars.
God.
You know, and there's guys in Bob Marley hats and shirts smoking dope outside of a 50-gallon drum that's their house.
And you're going into the golden gates.
And they've got, you got any spare change? Obviously I don't, because I spent it all on this place.
Because I'm going to Atlantis, so get off my ass. No, I don't know where Atlantis is. It's not Jamaica.
That's Bahamas.
Hedonism. Is that Jamaica?
Yeah, I think so.
Again, I only know if the housewives have been there.
did they go to the topless part? Is that how you know, seriously? Is the Real Housewives?
Yes.
You need to make your... Huzz Todd take you more places?
He doesn't take me anywhere. We won't go anywhere. We went out with you, but
yeah,
that was
we went and had sushi.
That was me initiating. Let's go somewhere because we're going with Mudflap. By the way, did you want to get in the car? That's how we go out.
Did you want to get in the car?
No, I figured out after I got fired or whatever what he does. He gets up. Well, he works overnights, so he doesn't get up till late. He gets up at 11 in the morning. And then he goes and he works out at the gym because he's a big, huge, tattooed dude.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes and eats Qdoba. And then he comes home and takes a nap. And then he goes to work at the whore bar.
The whore bar?
And then he comes home and goes to bed. And then he gets back up. And then he goes and works out. And then he eats Qdoba. And then he takes
a nap. Those listening, whore bar pays very well.
The whore
right?
bar pays well. So whore bar means strip club or gentleman's club or whatever. And I mean, I've been in there.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Silicon City?
No, they're not even hot. Not in my opinion. Maybe they rotate them and I wasn't there on a hot night.
Uh-huh. But my wife's coming. Don't put the hot ones in.
It was early. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I wasn't. There's been a time or two where maybe I thought you and I should head down at midnight and just see what the fuck's going on.
Like the real stuff?
Well, what's really going on down here? Huh? Down here on 15th? What's going on?
Yeah, what goes on after 2?
Well, and I want to know what's behind the fucking curtain. What's going on with the lap dances?
There is no sex in the champagne room.
No, there are rules in Denver, and this was crazy. He couldn't get a job in Vegas because there's no strip clubs there.
Right. there's not one. I think they closed them all down.
He couldn't get a job in Vegas because the bouncers, he's a bouncer at a bar, they never leave their jobs because they make so much money. They make $2,000 a night.
Here
in Denver, it's more like $200 a night. There, it's like $2,000 a night.
Yeah,
so,
but wouldn't he just do the Tonya Harding pipe him on the knee kind of thing? Oh, there's an opening now.
Right? You'd think that would work, except they're all really big dudes.
Are they bigger than him?
Well, they're all kind of that same size, so you can't really take a pipe to the knee.
Because your husband is definitely the size of those guys in the movies that
the
star punches them and they go, huh. What? Yeah. He didn't go down. No. I hit him with a shovel, and now he's smiling at me. You know, that kind of sucks.
Kind of, yeah. And I can actually see the evil grin when I hit him with that shovel. It's weird. We should have made a movie. Yeah, but he couldn't find work in Vegas, which I thought was so weird because there's so many whore bars everywhere. So, but yeah, all he, so I didn't really know what he'd been, had been doing while I was living in Vegas for a year with the kids by myself. Thanks, Todd. I didn't really know what he'd been doing. And I guess this whole sleeping Qdoba workout, sleep Qdoba strip club thing is that's what we do.
Right.
So where are we going to go? Where do you want me to go?
Well, what, before we will wrap it up, because we're going on an hour now.
Yeah.
I want to, like, what would be your dream job? For those listening, if there was a, somebody listening or a program director listening.
Oh, my God. They've turned it off.
No, they're definitely wanting to know what you're going to.
No, I would go. There, I mean, I'll go. I have to, we have to move for our job.
Yeah, but not move. Just in Denver. Save it. Some in Denver. What would be your job? Would it be radio, TV? Would you like to be a TV person? Would you like an entertainment reporter?
I would do TV. I would probably, I could cross over to TV. I could cross over to entertainment TV. We've already tested me out on the news, and I'm not newsy enough to be on the news. I'm newsy enough to be light on the news. Like, there's no way I could report a Chuck E. Cheese shooting. Like, listen to me for sake. There's just no way. Right. I can't do it. There's just no way.
But you can be out here. We're out at the Alpine Slide at Heritage.
Right, and here, watch me go down in a bikini, and my shit's going to fall off, and everybody's going to see my boobs. I mean, that's going to be like the kind of fun stuff that we'll be doing on the CW.
So you're looking for Fox or something.
On the CW, yeah, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, something like that. So if anyone from Fox or CW is listening, yeah, I mean, I have a face for radio, but an ass for TV.
Woohoo!
What's yours?
Probably talk.
Talk radio? Talk. FM? FM. I would want talk. FM talk.
I could do classic rock, I think. I don't know if I could ever go back to the bad country at this point. Because I really do, as much as I love country music and the fans.
I'd go back.
But the music is so bad.
I'd go back, but there'd be conditions. It wouldn't be unconditional.
I want to be able to do something where we can actually have fun again.
It's fun.
It would have to be fun. It's not a go back at 2 and 2 and, hey, here's the new one from, and make sure you stop by and pick up your Chuck E. Cheese coupons because we're going to be out at Bradley's Gas, you know.
Yeah. Every single day. Oh, bless your mud flap. God bless the podcast.
Don't you love this? That you can just do what you want to do, say what you want to, and then you get several hundreds, possibly thousands, if not more.
People that just love you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because people that choose podcasts, one thing I love about podcasts, people choose to listen. And when they download it, they've chosen to listen
to
the show.
Yeah.
It's not like they got in the car and go, oh, Christ, what is he talking about?
Fuck, it's Dom and Jane again?
Yeah, it's the Jane Report. Let me report about shit I don't like.
From Michigan. She doesn't even live here.
I forgot about that.
I heard. I don't know if that's true.
No, it's true. No, it's true.
Oh.
And so, I
are we ruining it for everyone? Pal,
no, I think they've made it obvious.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, we have friends in low places that still work there.
Yeah. But that's another thing. Maybe you could find a job because of the ISD in line. Radio people know that you could do it from your house and not have to leave Denver, but you could be like, hey, Vegas.
You'd think.
Good morning, Vegas.
You'd think. But I've been Bobby boned. And it still hurts. I can't sit right.
Ow. All right, Tracy Taylor. Thanks for coming down and doing the podcast.
Yeah, I love the studio. It's boss.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, and the Halloween decorations are cool, too.
Yeah, thank you. We'll have to do it again.
Sure, anytime.
We might, since you're free.
I am free.
I'll just have to go, you know, maybe
next
this
week.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe once a week, get you out of the house.
Why not?
And then we'll find subjects and we'll bitch about, like,
Amanda Bynes report every week. We'll have a Real Housewife report every week.
Yeah, who's going to jail?
We'll stay on track.
Nah, we'll vary. No, it always varies.
Be all fucked up.
Say bye.
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 in the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind?